Welcome to the Market Minute podcast, where we will go over the top market headlines as you head into the week. I'm your host, Jordan Ricciardi, a senior wealth strategy associate at UBS, and I'm joined by Jason Katz, a UBS managing director, private wealth advisor, and senior portfolio manager. We are located in the Manhattan market and can be reached at katzgroup@ubs.com. So let's get into it, Jason. It is Monday, February 23rd, and futures are down as news broke Saturday that Trump would change global tariffs to 15%, up from the original 10%. What do you make of this?
Well, the economic fog again is thickening as a result of the Supreme Court's ruling on the tariffs, Jordan. So the bad news is companies can't game out their supply chains or how to price their products or their capital expenditures until there's legal boundaries that are clarified. On the other hand, the ruling effectively means there's no Liberation Day 2.0. Markets now also know that tariffs can't be escalated beyond the 15% at will. So near term, yes, volatility, but structurally, clear limits on executive powers in terms of tariffs, and they reduce systemic uncertainty and risk. So the bottom line is the easiest way to think about the tariff ruling is it basically acts as a modest tax cut, but at the same time, it also re-widens the deficit.
Right. Okay. And then speaking about volatility, I mean, the first half of the year, cybersecurity has really worn this black eye for the AI trade disruption. Tell us why you're saying to still get long.
Well, the sector's dropped 20% from the highs. And if you think about it, coding on AI is hardly secure. Or ransomware incidents were up 50% last year. And if you think about AI and what it's brought to the table, it's data that's growing at an exponential clip, 30% a year. And that exploding volume of data, guess what? It has to be stored. Above all, it has to be protected. So cybersecurity accounts for 15% of IT budgets. It's a prerequisite spend for public and private companies, federal, local, state governments, universities, hospitals. So they have to spend on it. And these big enterprises are not going to ride on the rails of Anthropic on ChatGPT or Claude. They're going to need their data securely protected inside of enterprise software that must be protected by the cyber companies. So yes, it's an opportune time to get long.
Right. Well, thank you, Jason. We will look through the fog and we'll keep an eye on that cybersecurity trade given the pullback. To our listeners, thank you for joining and we hope you tune in for next week's episode. Have a great day.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.